Number 26 of the 48 ways reads, Hamakir et mekomo. Makir means to recognize. Et mekomo means recognize his place. And what it means is, you have to know where you stand. How do you stand on a concept vis-a-vis others? Do you know more? Do you know less? Do you understand more? Do you have more evidence? You don't have? On what basis? You have to know your place. So to give you a good focus as to what we want to do to get it clear, let's say that somebody walks in this room and he falls down and breaks a leg. Yeah? He breaks a leg. You see his leg is twisted. You imagine something like that happened. Chas v'chalil. It happens. Yeah? All right. What are we going to do? Anybody know what to do? You know what to do. What, did you have a first aid course? You had a first aid course. Now, is there a doctor in the house? Would you defer to a doctor? You defer to a doctor, right? We instantly know how to refer. Now, if it's you lying there and somebody wants to come over, I'll help you. You say, what do you know? Yeah, you don't say, go ahead, help me. What kind of a background do you have? Do you see that? The computer breaks down, you don't start fiddling with it. You know whether you know anything or you don't know anything, right? You've got to appreciate wisdom, living, happiness. Do you know what it's about? Can you teach me how? Somebody's depressed. What do you do for him? Well, cheer up, friend. You never had somebody try to cheer you up and slap you on the back and say, hey, you have everything to live for. Cheer up. Never happened to you? Young guy like you, what are you depressed about? Come on, cheer up. What did you want to do to him? Go ahead, tell them. I want to knock his teeth out. That's exactly what I'm depressed about. A young man like me. Yeah? So you've got to appreciate, in order to live in reality, for dealing with problems of living, you have to be as real as dealing with a broken leg. You have to defer. Somebody knows what to do for a fellow who's depressed. Somebody knows what to do about happiness, can explain it. Yeah. Okay, so how do we go about it? So number one, the first thing that you have to focus on and get set into your realization is, know your place, that you are responsible for you. You're responsible for your attitudes, for your concepts, for your actions, for your marriage. It won't just work out. Somehow you'll get a marriage counselor. Or you'll marry the right girl and there will never be any problems. What do you think about the West Bank? Don't quote anyone. Should we give it back? Should we have invaded Lebanon? You say something, you're responsible for your statements. Nobody else. It's a hard thing to realize, but man, that's the way you gotta live. Otherwise, what are you? You're a puppet. You're manipulated by society, by your friend, by your parents, by your whims. So you've gotta be responsible for yourself, and you've gotta be as real in your attitudes as fixing a leg and fixing a computer. Do you know anything about it? If you don't know, shut up. Say, I don't know. Don't walk irresponsible. Number two is, so how do you take the responsibility? How do you fulfill this concept of being responsible for yourself? The first thing is, check out, are you making a decision or are you just quoting? Is this you? What do you think? Are you going to stay happily married? Do you have the wherewithal to make a happy marriage? Do I know or don't I know? Do I know anything about marriage? Are you going to get a divorce? I haven't thought about it. I don't want to, that's true. You don't want to, but, you know, a lot of marriages wind up in divorce. You got to make a decision. I don't know anything about it. I don't know why marriages wind up in divorce and why they work out. I don't know. I'm taking pot luck. Right? Okay, that's all right. Go ahead. Good luck. Or you want to find out something about it. That's your decision. Be it this is that you got to take it a step further. On what do you base your decision? Why am I making this decision? Is it something I perceive, something I heard? Is it reliable or not reliable? That's responsibility, you know. It's irresponsible to make decisions without any evidence. Hang him. What do you mean hang him? What's the evidence? All right, leave him go. What do you mean leave him go? A man who's been a murderer, you know. All right, do what you want. Hey, friend, you're the judge. Check out, somebody knows more than... Dump your opinion, yeah? All right, number three is that you have to weigh vis-a-vis other people. Now, we have no problem. He has a course in first aid. Nobody's going to argue. But I have more. I took a course in biology. Look, this guy's got an application. The people who taught him knew something about it. It's practical experience. Your biology course, notwithstanding. So you've got to say what's relevant to the issue and vis-a-vis others, what's their information. It's the same thing goes. This guy is a great businessman. So he's going to give you advice on how to stay married? Yeah. Not necessarily so. Who will give you advice on how to stay married, how to solve a marriage problem? Somebody who knows what marriage is about, what human relations are about, or what life is about. And you know exactly how much does he know and how much he doesn't. Number four is, before you can do this effectively, you have to become familiar with certain criteria. So for an example, if your car breaks down, see, if you know something about mechanics, you know what the fan belt is and what the radiator is and the carburetor and what the wires are doing to the carburetor, you have some knowledge, yeah? So you walk in, you say, what's wrong? It doesn't ignite, so what could be, you're looking at it, right? He says, it's the fan belt. I said, what are you asking me a Chinese? But I'm an expert on fan belts. Yeah? That isn't why the car doesn't start. Get out of here. Spark plug, what is it? It doesn't turn over. It doesn't turn over. It's the battery. Yeah. You know something about it. You weigh out somebody's information. It doesn't matter. He's an expert. You know where you know. You follow? But that's when you are familiar with the criteria. So what about living? The same thing goes. What are you living for? I haven't thought about it. All right, so what is there to live for? Do you have the categories? And how is your decision-making capacity? Do you have confidence in what you see? If you're familiar with what goes into this, that it takes time to work it out and to realize it and to have definitions, you'll appreciate when somebody comes by with definitions. Otherwise, you'll say, love is not an obligation. There's no problem getting married. Yeah, I see there's a problem, so go to a counselor. Who do you go to? You don't know how to solve it. Just like you're fixing a leg. Do you know anything about it? And it takes an effort. You should study it. But number five is that at all times when you're dealing, when you're having a discussion, you should be weighing out, does this guy know what he's talking about or doesn't he know what he's talking about? Don't be impressed by the way he quotes figures or quotes articles or anything. Come on. If you have a definition of love that you've worked with and it actually you've drilled with it, and the guy says, no, this is what love is. Love is taking care of people. You can estimate him immediately and you say, I love my friend. You know, love isn't taking care of people. You get paid enough, you take care of people. You feel responsible, you take care of people. You're a nurse, you take care of people. It doesn't mean you love them. But you don't say, well, perhaps the expert knows, and maybe I'm making a mistake. Check it out in your own life. You have friends that whatever they're going to say, you discount it before they even open their mouth. Yeah? You have other friends that when they're going to say something, you're going to listen. You're going to give them a hearing. His opinion is worth having. You have other friends that you truly respect, and if he says something to you, then you're going to wait. You're going to think about it. Yeah. So you've judged them. You understand? You've put them into categories. And it's in different spheres. One guy as far as how to relate to people. Another guy as to what the stock market is doing, right? Another fellow, you have them in different categories where you take them seriously and where, shooting off his mouth, right? And this is done just naturally using this ability the Almighty gave us. The idea is to perfect it. After you have a bit of knowledge, so that whenever you talk to someone, you're estimating him. Can he hear me? Do I have to slow down? And the mind is slow, but he might have worked it out. And you would be a very fast mind. You listen to him and ask him the questions, and he'll show you what he has to do. So he's not so brilliant, yeah? But he's worked it out. He knows. All right, number six is, the point of all of this is to interact with others from knowing your place. That's the point. When is your place to lead? You are responsible for yourself, that's for sure. But the responsibility can be lead others, teach others, influence others, or follow. That's your responsibility. I don't know. Go ahead. Can I help you fix this guy's leg? That's my responsibility. Don't touch this guy's leg. This guy's got a course of first aid. Let him do the work. Can I help you? Is there anything you need? Yeah. Or discuss it. We both took a course of first aid. Yeah. Now, what do you say? What's this situation? Is this a break in the femur or is it a break in the... right? If you know what you're talking about, you encourage a discussion. Maybe somebody, he has a point, yeah? What do you know about happiness, about knowing what you're living for, about what life is about independence, about know your place? And what have you thought through? What has this guy thought through? Should you teach him? Should you follow him? Etc. Number 7 is, for using this, the idea is, focus, don't be a stone wall and don't be a football, right? Which means what? Don't let people push you around like a football, like a soccer ball, you know, like society, nobody. At the same time, don't be a stone wall. If people want to give you advice, don't say, nobody's going to tell me. Well, what should you be? A human being. Responsible decisions. All right, 8 is, it'll take you some time to become an expert in doing this, but at the very least, the first step that you should make is before you start talking, take a meter reading. Do I know what I'm talking about? Have I defined? Do I have evidence for this? Do I really believe it? Is it me talking? Am I a tape recorder? Am I repeating an article that I heard or my society's opinion? Talk for yourself. Don't let anybody push you and say, gotta go to college. Do you think so? There is no God. Do you think so? There is a God. Do you think so? Otherwise you say, well, I come from a society that believes in God. I come from a society that doesn't believe in God, you know? What do you have to say? You researched it. First, take that responsibility. 9 is that you got to be careful to reevaluate every relationship according to the circumstance. You see, that's one of the problems that your parents have with you. They're still treating you as if you're 5 years old. Yeah? They still think that you should listen to every one of their decisions as if when you were 10. They haven't reevaluated that now you've gotten a little bit more information. You're a new person. Yeah? Don't try to teach your kids how to use a computer game and try to beat them at Atari, you know? They might be a heck of a lot better than you, you know? They've studied Pac-Man and they got it down to a T, right? If you want to really play the game, listen to them carefully. They know how to do it, yeah? So even though you know most things more than them, there might be one or two things that are the experts. So therefore, in every relationship, not because you're smarter, and you can have a friend who's, you've been giving advice all the time, but when it's up to a girl that you're choosing, he might have a keener sense. He's a little more objective, etc. Listen to him. Weigh it out. Does he know what he's talking about? He's giving you a warning. Of course, you know most things better than your parents, right? But you certainly don't know how it feels to be told so by your son. Yeah, that's one subject that they are better experts at. Do you understand that one, right? 10 is, now analyze your past relationships with your parents, with your brothers, your sisters, your friends, etc. Analyze it. On what basis was it? You're still struggling, a power struggle with your parents as to whether or not you can take the car Saturday night. Is that, and you're still into that syndrome? You know, I'm going to get it. I'm going to manipulate them. Or how about your brothers and sisters? It's still a sibling rivalry. I mean, come on, you've grown up. They've grown up. You know, relax. Let's get to know them. Right now, readjust. And you'll find that just by looking back, just looking at what do I know, and taking responsibilities and reevaluating vis-a-vis, yeah, their rights and your rights and their insights and your insights and where, who you are, you should be treating things differently, and it can relax you in very many areas. You're still looking at them as an authority figure and rebelling against it when really now they're not an authority figure for you. At the same time, they do have some experience in living, yeah. And it readjusts your thinking. It straightens out your head. All right, 12 is, in Judaism we say, knowledge is responsibility. If you know something, if you have clarity, then you're responsible. If you have a cure for cancer and you're sitting on it, you are a murderer. Is that true? If you have a cure for depression and for violence and for miscommunication between human beings, if you have a cure for that and you're sitting on it, you're responsible. If you know the Arabs are coming, the British are coming, you're responsible, Paul Revere. If you know the Jewish people's in trouble, you're responsible, Paul Revere. The buck stops here. Knowledge is responsibility. Do something. Number 13 is that the rabbis say one of the responsibilities is Eina medaber lefnei misha godol mimenu b'chochma. A human being should not speak up first in front of someone who is greater than him in wisdom. Now, again, we do this instinctively. We just heard, what's your name, pardon me? Ken. Now, Ken said he had a course in first aid, and everybody sat back and said, well, he's the guy to take care of the guy with the broken leg. Yeah. So, in Judaism, we say the first responsibility is don't clog the wavelength. Don't start giving, crowding around different advices. Put him up there, let the man take care of it, yeah? Otherwise, you're confusing everyone. Do it this way, do it that way, yeah? So if there's a man of wisdom, let his voice be heard. He's got a course in first aid. Number 14. Wisdom is a decision. You just heard something. Where do you stand on the issue? You've got to know where do you stand on the issue. Here, I'm telling you, I'm giving you a statement, the basic statement of the Jewish people, of the Jewish religion. Common denominator of free will. The way human beings can achieve anything. Here's the statement. It's a heavy one. You got to know what you're living for or you're a zombie. You got to know basically what you want out of life. Then the first thing you've got to do is check yourself out. Did I ever think about this? What is my opinion on it? On what is it based? If you want to get to a city, you got to know where you're going. If you want to get to where you want to go, you better have a clear idea where you're going. Valid? Do I perceive this? Is this valid? Yeah, it's valid. All right, now, what am I going to do about it? I'm responsible. I'm going to be irresponsible and forget this. Because that's the way I am. And I'll go on living the way I have lived. But I did hear a piece of wisdom. Okay. That's it. That's the way you listen to wisdom. Or I'm going to take this, you know, this is important. I make the decisions. You make the decisions. Don't wait around for some man to come by and get into your heart and into your brain and take over and get you clicking, and moving, and responsible, and alive, and full of joy, and save you. No. No way. You've got to do it. You just got to make your decisions. Am I going to wait around until somebody sweeps me off my feet, and brainwashes me, or am I taking control? All right, I know this is true, I'm not going to use it, I'm going to be crazy again. That's all right. But that's an intellectual. That is at least a person who knows I'm responsible for wasting my life by not figuring out where I want to go. Now this is particularly important if it's something that you haven't been doing, right? You gotta know what you're living for. Now, a father's mustache, yeah? If it's something that goes against what, it's challenging, I gotta change some habits? Then it's not anymore evaluating, it's reacting. You've got to evaluate. You're responsible. It's decision-making on evidence, not on reactions, not on I don't like this, not on prejudices. Number 15 is, again, it's very important with wisdom that you check with others. Get help. You're not so sure about a concept, about the evidence that there's a God. How do you know you know? Happiness is an obligation, whatever it is. All right, there are other people around. Check it out. Check it out. That's what you would do with fixing a leg if there's other people around and you're not quite sure about what to do. Does anybody else know? Yeah? But you go and ask people. You're fine. Number 16 is, now, right now, sitting here, check your wisdom with your past friends. You get an idea. You hear that something is true. Then ask yourself, if I was going to speak to my guys back at university or back in Flatbush, right? Now, if I was telling them, you got to know what you're living for, they wouldn't even know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But how are they doing without it? Not too good. That makes you value what you have. Yeah. You see, hey, boy, it makes a difference. Like this, yeah, another piece of information. Hey, that makes sense, that makes sense. But when you check it out with the people in your past and how they're living and whether they could use this piece of information, who knows more, and whether they've checked it out, you're estimating, you know your place, and you know how your place has changed, you know your place. You know what value of wisdom there is. That gets you oriented, motivated, and appreciative. Number 17 is that when you meet them, when you go back to the university, you won't get confused. You know where they're coming from. You know your place. You know who knows, who doesn't know, who's thought about it, who hasn't thought about it, you know? But you can see it just by thinking about it. So then when you walk in, you know what to expect. You know your place. You know knowledge is responsibility. That doesn't mean tell them. It means communicate. Find a way. Know your place. You know that they don't feel like knowing about this. Just like you didn't feel like knowing about it. So watch your step and walk smart. Talk when you can be heard.
How do you know when you can be heard?
Morris asks, how do you know when you can be heard? I'm saying that it's something we estimate all the time, Morris. When you're talking to someone, you're estimating all the time, except that here you have to make the effort. What will he hear? What will he think? You know, if you ask yourself, Joe Blow, my friend, yeah? If I'm going to tell him that you got to know what you're living for, yeah? Now, what is he going to say to you? Hey, you got a picture of a friend? Okay. Joe Blow, I mean, fix on a guy that you like, yeah? He's going to say, Joe, you got to know what you're living for. What's he going to say? You know what he's going to say. What the heck happened to you, Morris? You were a normal guy until you got to Jerusalem. You know it, right? Okay, so don't say it. Don't be surprised. Hey, that isn't nice of you to say. I mean, you knew he was going to say it, yeah? So then what do you say? If you want to get into business, you have to choose your business. I mean, you got to know what business you want to choose or you're just going to make money. Huh? You got to know your business, right? And then you got to learn about your business, but you got to know, I want to get into this business or I want to investigate this business, right? Yeah? Now, if you want to get into real pleasure, do you think you got to know which pleasure you got to want to get into? Or are you just waiting for some pleasure? Now, what is Joe Blow going to say? You know you got a point, Morris. I mean, you can read back, yeah? Because you know his place, you know him, you know you. And that's your business of communicating. Number 18 is, the very least and the most makiris makomo, the last point that I'm going to make is, always live as if you are the judge. Don't let anybody give you decisions. Let them present to you the evidence. Make sure you got all the facts and you weigh the consequences. If you see, if it's a 90%, you don't send the guy up for life. Right? And certainly you don't have him killed if the evidence, but there's still a question. Yeah. It's according to the consequences that you're going to make your decisions. And you are the judge forever. And the Torah, it says, that the Almighty wants us to that extent. He wants us independent, that we find a story that our father Abraham, Avram Avinu, told the Almighty, in my judgment, you're wrong. Look it up. Now, Abraham didn't think that the Almighty was wrong. He said, in my judgment. But of course, you've got to be really
know first aid before you tell a doctor who says that's my profession, you're wrong. Yeah?
Now, why is this necessary? Why is this necessary? So number one is that you either have to be yourself or you're a zombie. Either you're going to take control of your life, you're going to base it on the reality, who are you, what do you know, or you're being manipulated by society, your friends, your parents, your whims, your desires, but you're not in control. You have no choice. This is one of the ways that you have no choice. Makirat makomo, you got to do it. You got to do it or you've given up on living. Number two is, we all, every one of us, wants to be independent. We got to realize that we feel like being brainwashed. You see, everybody wants to be completely independent. Don't tell me what to do. But at the same time, we definitely desire for someone to get into our bones and get us cracking. And, you know, come on, you take care of me. But don't let me know you're doing it. You see that? And that desire to be part of a society, to be reassured, to have an approval is constantly latching you in. Forget it. Go along. Go along. Go along. Watch out. It's going to rob you of your life. Number three is be real. Instinctively, like we pointed out, if a child walks in here and he says, there's a dragon chasing me down the street, you react in one way. Is this a game? You're playing with your friends, yeah? If an adult walks in here and he says, there's a dragon chasing me down the street, then you estimate him. Is he crazy? Is there something weird going on? Is he having hallucinations? Is he on drugs? You know? It's an altogether different situation. And yet we take everybody's statement about wisdom as if, you know, you got to estimate. I mean, to be real, to live in a real world, you got to know how you talk to a child. You got to know how you talk to an adult. You got to know how you talk. You got to estimate these things. Not everybody knows anything that there is to know about, and I am the expert. No, you got to be real. You got to be real in order to live. Okay. Lamaisa, what are we going to do about it? What can we do about it? So I say, take a piece of wisdom. Take five pieces of wisdom. Come on, you've been here for a couple of days. You got five pieces of wisdom. Now check it out with your friends. Come home. You see the guy. Estimate. How will they react? What are they doing about it? What do they know about it? On what basis do they make the decision? Check it out with your friends. Second thing is, I want to ask you, what is your opinion of a third world war, or of violence, or of Jewish survival? A crucial issue, some piece of information that you feel that you have a perception of. There's going to be a third world war. On what basis? What is your responsibility? What is your responsibility? Because you have a piece of information, what is your responsibility? Then you can transfer it to the pieces of wisdom that you have. What is your responsibility? If you know, then happiness. But first, you got to have something that is difficult to fulfill, and yet you know is a responsibility. Knowledge is responsibility.
You have been listening to Voices from Jerusalem. For a complete listing of our cassettes, see our web store at aish.com. For a free cassette catalog, email us at voices@aish.com or call toll-free in the U.S. 1-800-VOICES-3. Our main office is at 1 Western Wall Plaza, Jerusalem, Israel. Shalom from Jerusalem.